bless you, Pastor, as you minister.
Thank you. It's a wonderful thing. Oh, I tell you, my heart rejoices in the Lord. From the beginning of the service up until now, oh, we lift up the Creator of the heavens and the earth, God, our Heavenly Father. And we are so thankful for Him as He has spared our lives that we can come together as His children to worship Him in spirit and in truth, with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds. What a wonderful thing when we can come together as God's people to rejoice. The worship service, the scripture reading, the prayer, and here we are, we're going to continue worshiping. Oh, what a wonderful God we have. And so we must serve Him in spirit and in truth with all our hearts and with all our souls. It's important that we know Him. John writes in John chapter 14 and verse 8 and 9, this is what the scripture says. Philip said unto him, as Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and you have not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? We at the Apostolic Church of America, we are always worshiping our Almighty God, our Heavenly Father. We are always worshiping His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Blessed Holy Spirit. And we are so thankful that all three, the Godhead, has been with us from the beginning of His service, and they are still with us now. And we're going to continue to worship them in spirit and in truth today. I would like to just, I'm not going to sing it because I might get into trouble with my voice. In His presence, says this song, in His presence there is fullness of joy. At His right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what fellowship divine. I am His, and He is mine. Oh, praise His wonderful name. In His presence, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. I don't think everybody knows it. It's a whole song. And so I'm going to repeat it again for you, because that's where we are. We are in His presence today, and we are here to worship Him, and that we have been doing. In His presence, there is fullness of joy. At His right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Oh, what fellowship divine. I am His, and He is mine. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Can you say that, friends? I am His, and He is mine.
Yes.
In His presence, there is fullness of joy. Dear friends, that's where we are today, in the presence of God. Here we find, friends, that when God's people had lost the Ark of the Covenant, they became sad. But then we learn that King David was determined to restore the Ark of the Covenant. Today is a day of rejoicing in our Eternal Father, God Almighty, God of hosts. Yes, the psalmist invites us to praise our Lord God. Listen what he says here. the psalmist, and I love King David so much. He says in Psalm 100, listen what he has to say. Psalm 100, I like this. Psalm 100, he says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye not that the Lord is God? It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, praise God, and the sheep of his pastures. Enter, he says, and that we have done, into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. And verse 5 says, for the Lord is good. Amen. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Praise God. And there we find, friends, he didn't stop at that. And that's what I like about him. Listen what he says in Psalm 89. Psalm 89, he says, I will sing, praise God, and that we have been doing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Praise God. With my mouth, I will make known thy faithfulness to all generations, not some. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou esteem in the very heavens. We love to lift up his name. We love to worship him. We love to glorify him. And the word of God tells us, friends, that our eternal Father is a jealous God. He says, thou shalt have no other gods before him. And that the Spirit of God has led us today to enter into this mode of worship. And that we're going to do today. And we have been doing. It's important that we worship God in spirit and in truth. Very, very important. Why? Because he said, friends, he's a jealous God. And he cares for us. And his mercies endureth to all generations. That's our life. And so each and every one can enjoy the mercies of God. Praise his name. Now, we find here, friends, from the word of God that we have read not very long ago, from Psalm 86. Listen what the scripture says here in Psalm 86. And this, I'm just going to, because you have heard it already, right? Let's look at one verse, and then we're going to think about David. He says here, verse 15, but thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. Isn't that something, friends? What a king. Let's think a little bit about David. David, a shepherd boy, son of Jesse, and become the second king of Israel. The word of God tells us here that the children of Israel had lost the covenant to the enemy. And David was determined to restore the ark in their presence once more. Listen what the word of God says there in 1 Chronicles chapter 15 and verse 1. And David made him house in the city of David and prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched it in a tent. David made houses for himself. He prepared a tent to receive the ark, the presence of God.
Yes.
And he placed it in a tent. But then the ark was recovered. And listen what he has to say here. And I want you to follow the story. In 1 Chronicles, here the word of God tells us, friends. 1 Chronicles, I like this. Chapter 16.
Yes.
Verse 23 to 31. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. Have you ever paused to see the marvelous works of God? The moon, the sun, the star, the rising of the sun in the morning, and the setting of the sun in the evening? Have you ever stopped to see the beautiful artwork in the heavens? Yes, friends, for great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods.
Yes.
He said to the children of Israel, thou shall have no other God before me.
Yes.
And so we have to be careful of this, because we want to worship him in spirit and in truth, for all the gods of the people are idols. The word of God
yes.
says here, but the Lord made the heavens. Amen. Praise God. Don't you feel like shouting, friends? Have you ever looked up into the heavens yet?
Yes.
And see the mighty works of God, the clouds.
Yes.
Oh, the formation of the clouds early in the morning, and the setting of the sun in the evening, the formation. And here he went on to say, there the children of Israel are gathered, and we are gathered too today. Glory and honor are in his presence. Praise his wonderful name. We are here to glorify him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Strength and honor. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord
people.
Give unto the Lord glory and strength, says the Psalms, telling the people to sing out this. Yes. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name.
Yes.
Dear friends, it is so sad to see that we are not honoring the creator of the heavens and the earth. But then the King David went on to say, bring an offering and come before him. And I like this. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Yes,
friends, he's a holy God. He's a mighty God. Yes, he's a God of hosts. And here, the Psalmist David, King David of Israel, is saying, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Yes.
Verse 30 and 31, fear before him. Notice that. All the earth. Not some. The world also shall be established, that it will not move. What God has done is well done. Verse 31, and I'll stop there. Let the heavens be glad, praise your name. And let the earth do what? Rejoice. Hear a part of that too today. And let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord reigneth, friends. Wherever you may be, whatever part of the world you are, the Lord God reigneth. And I want you to know that you can share in this. I can just imagine the people, because the Word of God tells us, friends, in Chronicles here, that when the people heard this, they all danced and praised the Lord to know that the ark had come back in their presence. Today, we too are rejoicing in the Lord. Hallelujah. To know that the God that we serve is very much alive. He is almighty. Praise his wonderful name. There is no other God before him. And that's why we love to worship him in spirit and in truth with all our hearts. Why, friends? Because we know that because God loves us so much, he says he's jealous of us. Oh, friends, the God that we serve is almighty, and he is jealous of us. And so, friends, we ought to show our love for him as we bow at his feet and worship him in his presence at all times. There is fullness of joy in his presence, friends. Just to be in the presence of the Lord. I just want to take you for a while, quickly. Follow me with David at the Psalm 86. I would like you to see David, King David, going into the presence of God as he will go up into the mountain. Listen what he says. Bow down thine ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God. I like how David addressed it. In case you don't know, friends, this is a prayer that David is now making. It's not a song. It's a prayer of David. When last have you gotten to the presence of God and say these things? Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee, not weakly, but daily, he says. Can you imagine the king in the presence of the King of Kings, crying out and says here, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. And then verse 5, he says here, O thou, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy. Oh, I'm so thankful for the mercies of God. Let us sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Let us sing and praise him unto all them that call upon thee. That we are doing. Live here, says David, as he kneels in the presence of the King of Kings. Live here, O Lord, unto my prayer. Yes, friends, we need to cry out to him and attend to the voice of my supplication.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things about David, friends, as we would continue to read here, you'll notice that David is saying, I come to you daily. Think of that. How we need to get into the presence of God if we love him, if we are determined to serve and to worship him. But he expects, friends, all nations to worship him. He expects all people, O Lord, and you shall glorify. Yes, I must make haste to take you down verse 15. You have heard all this read already. Listen what I like about David in his prayer here. He is identifying God in his presence. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
Yes, serving a God that understands all things about each and every one of us, whether we are black or white.
Yes.
Or whatever country we may come from. David is now saying, but thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion. As you look through the Old Testament scriptures, friends, we see that God is a compassionate God to all nations. We see that His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is also a compassionate Son of God. And we too, as His children, we need to be compassionate as well. David, in the midst of his prayer, saying, "But Thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion." Shouldn't we be compassionate as well?
Yes.
Here we find Jesus is speaking to Philip, and he's asking Philip, "Philip, you are with me all along, and you haven't seen God, the glory of God." Yes, friends, how long are we born again? How long we have been traveling with Jesus, haven't we seen the glory of God through His Son, Jesus Christ? "If you see me," says Jesus, "you see the Father." And so when we get into the presence of God and to pray, friends, we need to remember that Jesus, and I am so excited about this, Jesus is right at the right hand of God, our Heavenly Father, making intercession for us. So if we are in Christ Jesus, then, friends, we ought to be seeing the face of God. What a beauty to look at. To bow at His feet and to worship Him in the beauty of holiness. God, and I like this. You notice He paused. "But Thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion."
Yes,
we too, friends, need to let the beauty of Jesus be seen in us. All His wonders, compassion, and purity. Praise God. If we are like David, that enter into His presence daily, then, friends, the beauty of God will be upon us. The songwriter says, "Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All His wonders, His compassion, and His purity." Oh, what a beauty to worship. From the beginning of this service, the Lord has been with us. I can just imagine the angels in heaven. How happy are they? I can just imagine the children of Israel. And the presence of the ark was brought back into their presence. The Word of God tells us that they all rejoice. And King David got them to rejoice with Him.
Yes.
Praise His wonderful name. And we too are rejoicing, friends, for the Lamb of God, who is compassionate.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And we too, who are a part of the family of God, we need to be compassionate. But that's not all. David, in his presence, is seeing himself. And this is what he had to say. "But Thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion." And he didn't stop there. He paused. And greatly and gracious. He is gracious, friends. God is gracious. He is gracious and kind. When you stop to think of the children of Israel, they suffered under the enemy of Pharaoh. But God, who is compassionate and gracious, raised up Moses to deliver them out of the hand of Pharaoh, because He's gracious, friends. Have you ever enjoyed the graciousness of God? Then, friends, why not spend some more time like David in His presence, and you'll be able to see it, you'll be able to express it, you'll be able to share it with others, that my God is compassionate, and not only compassionate, but He's gracious, friends.
Gracious.
He's gracious unto us. Give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. His mercy endureth forever. In His presence there is a fullness of joy. Yes, friends, in His presence there is a fullness of joy. But then, He's not only gracious, is long-suffering.
Yes.
I must think, as I go back, because Jesus' son made mention of it, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man.
Yes.
Then you stop to think of what was taking place in the days of Noah. Oh, I was frightened. Chapter 6 of Genesis described the condition, and that is happening around us today, every day. But we are thanking God that He is gracious. He is compassionate.
Yes.
The Word of God says here, and God, notice that again, we are talking about God, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, it said, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So then, what a description. Word of God tells us here, verse 11, the earth also was corrupt before God. No reverence, no love, no respect. Yes, friends, they had lost reverence for God, and this is happening to us today. But I'm so thankful, friends, that David is expressing to us here this morning, that Thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
And gracious, praise His name. Listen, friends, Scripture tells us the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And listen what it says again here. And God looked on the earth. I am so glad that we all are serving a God. We are worshiping a God who has eyes to see, ears to hear, lips to speak. Yes, friends.
Yes.
And the Scripture says here, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all the flesh had corrupted his ways upon the earth. And again, verse 13 says, and God, notice that, and God said unto Noah. I'm so glad that our God speaks. Praise his name. He's not an idol, friends. He's very much alive. And God speaks. He said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come up before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. But then let me take you back. Listen what David now in the presence of God. And that's where we come in now, friends, because we are priests unto God. David now in the presence of God is saying, but Thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious. Yes, friends, the God that we are telling you about, the God that we are serving, is compassionate and he is gracious. The Scripture went on to tell us, friends, here, and I like this. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Many of us can testify of this, and we have found grace in the eyes of the Lord. We are so thankful for his great, his graciousness. Here, David in his prayer is saying this. God, we are full of compassion. And gracious.
Friends,
the God that we serve is gracious. We are thankful that we as a people could come in his presence to worship him. The Word of God says that God remembered Noah and his family. Oh, what a compassionate God What a gracious God. Yes, friends, you spare them from the wrath to come because he loves. He's compassionate. He's gracious. And today, I want you to understand that God cares and he understands this world today. And he's crying out for us to come and worship him like we have been doing all morning. Worship him in spirit and in truth in the beauty of holiness. Praise God. We are calling out to this nation and to other nations too. God is a jealous God.
He is.
He loves the world. For God so loved the world. Yes, friends, he's compassionate and he's gracious. Oh, come, come. Yes, friends, he's long-suffering. Look how long he continued to have Noah ministering to the world and telling them that there's going to be a time that you're going to be destroyed if you don't repent. The same thing over in Genesis chapter 18 and 19 when God was merciful again and gracious. Oh, he spoke to Abraham, telling Abraham what he's going to do because the people in Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot is down there, says Abraham. And Abraham continued to intercede. And that's where I love God. God always has a listening ear to listen to us as we continue to talk with him. And that we have been doing all morning. We have been praising him. We have been worshiping him. We have been reading his word. Thy word is truth, says the word of God. Yes, friends, he is compassionate. He is gracious. But then, that's not all that David found out in his presence. He is long-suffering. Praise God. Yes, he is long-suffering. He spoke through Abraham. Abraham continued to talk with the gracious God that we have, the compassionate God that we have, the long-suffering God that he had. Abraham continued to say, Lord, what if we find 10? What if we find 5? Will you spare them? Yes, friends, the God that we serve, he is merciful. He is kind. He is long-suffering. And David is finding this out in his presence and telling God who he is. I like that. Listen, he paused and he says, but thou, O Lord, and he paused again, art a God full of compassion, and he paused again, and gracious, and paused. And he's also long-suffering. How do you know this, friends? How David knew this? Because he continued to fellowship with God. That's what Jesus asked Philip. How are you having fellowship with me all these times, and you don't know my Father? How is it? Yes, friends, if we are having fellowship with God, if we are having fellowship with his Son, then we ought to know them. We will know that they are compassionate. Yes, Jesus is also compassionate and also gracious, and he's also long-suffering. Today, friends, I want you to know that we must just worship the God of the heavens and the earth, the God who created all things beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things bright and beautiful. The Lord God made them all. Yes, friends, all that is around us is created by God, God Almighty, God of hosts. Yes, all the beautiful things around us, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Yes.
And he's plenteous. I like this now, and I'm going to close on this note. Notice what David is saying here. How many of us can testify like this? and plenteous in mercy and truth. O often we call to the Lord, have mercy upon us, Lord. Have mercy upon us. Yes, many are crying out, have mercy upon us, Lord. Have mercy because of what they are seeing around them, because of what they are hearing. They are crying out today, have mercy on us, O Lord. Yes, blind man, listen what he says, and I love to think of that portion of scripture which tells us the blind man sat on the wayside. Oh, that's a dusty road he was sitting on. I would imagine the elephants and the camels, all the animals and all those that are traveling along with the people up and down, the dust coming up on this man while he's sitting there. Oh, many of us, oh, there is no beauty in us. We are dusty and dirty because of the sinful ways that we practice.
Yes.
But then they said, Jesus heard your cry. What did he cry? Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. I like that, friends. I like that. Oh, the God that we serve is merciful. Oh, yes, friends. He is merciful to all generation. Praise God. He offers gifts that people don't appreciate today. The gift of love. We abuse the word love. Oh, the gift of grace. Marvelous grace. Wonderful grace. And the gift of mercy, which David is saying here. And is plenteous in mercy. Mercy, yeah. Abundance. Why? Because God says, his mercy endureth to all generation. Hallelujah. Praise God. And his word is truth. Praise his name. Today, friends, whatever God says is yea and amen. Praise his wonderful name and how we need to embrace it. Listen, and I must take you to this love song of the scriptures. John chapter 3, the word of God says here, verse 16 to 18, and I'm going to read it for you because I like it very much, and you too. It's all there for you. Yes. John 3 and verse 16. Listen to what the word of God is saying here. I love to embrace it very much. It says here, for God so loved. There it is again. For God so loved. Love who? The world. That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Again, the word says, for God sent not his Son into the world.
Yes.
In the world.
Yes.
Praise his name.
Hallelujah.
God didn't send his Son to condemn us.
No.
But to show mercy and love.
Really,
this is wonderful name. Yes. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God,
amen,
is merciful.
Yes.
He is gracious. And that's why we love to worship him.
Yes.
David found these things out because of the time that he spent in fellowship with him. We too, friends, If we find fellowship with God, we will find out that His love is merciful, plenteous and merciful. He's not willing that any should perish, or that all should have everlasting life. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, yes, because he hath not believed in the name, notice that, in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The Son of God is compassionate.
Yes, indeed He is.
The Son of God is loving and kind.
Yes.
He is merciful, friends. Praise His wonderful name. I like that. Let me take you into the fullness of what this is all about. The Word of God tells us, for God so loved that He gave His Son. Whoa. Because He's compassionate. Because He's long-suffering. Praise His name.
Yeah.
He sent His Son because He wants to extend mercy.
Yes.
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 And this, we must appreciate today.
Yes.
That God sent His Son as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world.
Yes.
Why, friends? Why He did this? If you go right back to what David found out, yes, he says here, and I'll read it again for you. Listen to what he says. He says, but Thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion,
yes,
and gracious, and
yes,
long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. Yes, today, we, as children of God, are enjoying the fullness of God's love and His grace and His long-suffering. And lastly, friends, that wonderful gift, the gift of mercy. Praise His wonderful name. The things that we do daily, and we think of it that God, this is what David found out in the presence of God, that the God is merciful to all generations. Yes, friends. Lord, have mercy. Listen to what the man on the cross said. A criminal?
Yes.
He asked for mercy.
Indeed.
That's what he asked for. Mercy.
Yes.
Ask for mercy. Why, friends? Because mercy is to all generations. It's for you, for me, for the children of Israel, for the Gentiles, for you and me from the islands, for you and me from England, Australia, Africa, all over the world. Praise His name. He's not willing that any should perish, or that all should have everlasting life. Father, we are so thankful,
yes,
that your servant David,
yes,
in going up into the mountains to talk with you, because the Word of God tells us that this is a prayer of David, not a song. It's a prayer of David.
Yes.
When you get into the presence of God, friends, and praying, you see yourself. And here David is saying, he has found out that God is merciful.
Indeed, indeed.
Today, would you cry out like the blind man, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me?
Yes,
yes friends, you will. Because he's plenteous in mercy. Praise God. All the world can enjoy the fullness of his mercy because he's not willing that any should perish. But notice that little word, that all should have everlasting life. I am so thankful that we today found it possible to lift up our voices from the very first song we started off with.
Yes.
A song of worship, a song of praise, a song of thanksgiving, appreciating what God has done for us. David found this out, friends, and he shared it because he was in the presence of God. If we continue to be in the presence of God, then, friends, you won't have to ask a question like Philip, because we will see God. Praise his wonderful name. The songwriter says, and I shall see him face to face and tell the story, say thy grace. Praise his wonderful name. How about it, friends? How about embracing the feet of Jesus today, who is at the right hand of God, our Heavenly Father, making intercession for us just now. Father, be merciful, we pray, through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the express image of you. Breathe now upon each and every one that have been in fellowship with us today, that they too may enjoy the fullness of saving grace and mercy. Praise his wonderful name. And the wonderful love. Praise God. Every bit of you now. For those of us that are children of God, and like Philip, we don't know God. We've been always entering into the presence of Jesus, and we still never see the glory of God through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, it's possible. It's possible. Today, why not? Why not embrace Jesus, fall at his feet, and ask him to reveal to you the graciousness of God, our Heavenly Father, to see him as a Savior who sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to embrace us, to give us this wonderful gift of mercy and grace. Praise his name. Amen. Amen.